Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Of all the emotions, the one that the Scripture speaks most about is anger. Anger in itself is not a bad thing. The Lord Jesus Christ became angry when he saw the money changers in the temple. But anger is a very strong emotion that certainly must be ruled over, or it will take over control of us. The man who does not rule his spirit of anger is destined to be destroyed by it. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. But we must fight against the emotion of self-righteousness that, coupled with anger, can lead us to speak condemnation on others while we excuse the same thing in ourselves. Another emotion that, if left unchecked, can control us is that of sadness and despair. As natural as having a sad countenance is from time to time, we must be on guard to rule over that spirit of sadness, which causes self-pity and will ultimately lead us to despair. Paul said, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." The appetites of our spirit that must be ruled over are many. The Scripture plainly sets forth the main ones, with the most emphasis placed on the lust of the flesh. We have certain needs as human beings which are meant to be met in moderation. Mankind's sexual nature is the very foundation of the procreation of our species. Yet it is the lack of control over this appetite that can destroy the very species it was meant to expand. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. The Lord Jesus Christ was tempted in all points like as we are, yet did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. As he has given us his example, may we have grace to walk according to it. He is a faithful high priest over the household of God. He ever liveth to make intercession for those that come unto God by him. Have you come there?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.